Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, insha'Allah al-Aziz, we discuss Surah Al-A'raf, which means the heights. And now the surahs, as you'll realize, get shorter and shorter in comparison to the initial surahs at the beginning of the Quran. So Surah Al-A'raf has a connection with the preceding surah, which is Surah Al-An'am. Surah Al-An'am talks about the polytheists, their disbelief and their opposition to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and to his message, calling on to the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and also in the validity of his Nabuwa as well. Whereas Surah Al-A'raf continues by reminding us of the previous generations of prophets who also faced similar difficulties as well. This surah was also revealed in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Al-A'raf is a wall, a height, or a mountain between paradise and hell and the fire of hell. This is why it was called Surah Al-A'raf. And Huzaifa radiallahu anhu was asked about the companions of Al-A'raf, and he said, they are those whose good deeds and evil deeds are equal. Their good deeds were not good enough for them to enter Jannah, and their evil deeds were not evil enough to cause them to enter hell. So they will stand on the heights until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides their final destination. So these are those individuals who are in limbo, you could almost say, and they will wait for the final decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. And therefore we as Muslims should always try to make sure that our good deeds outweigh our bad deeds. And we should encourage ourselves and our family members to do as much as we can, whether that is giving even a date or half of date or 1 pence a day or smiling or doing the zikr and the tawbah and istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Continue to do good deeds so that they can outweigh your bad deeds, so that you will not be in limbo in your grave or on the day of Qiyamah. The summary of this particular surah and the main theme of Surah Al-A'raf is the creed in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the affirmation of the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the affirmation of the prophets of Allah azza wa jal, in the belief in the resurrection that will surely come to each and every single one of us. And this surah also contains the story of many other prophets, including Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, Sayyidina Hud alayhi salam, Sayyidina Salih alayhi salam, Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam, and Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salam. So this surah is a very, very important one to teach ourselves and also to teach our children in relation to the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal, and also about our deeds and how we will be resurrected and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should not be on the fence in our good deeds. We should also always be excelling in our good deeds, in trying to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khaira. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.